The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Anna, Betsy!
Oh, hello, Mr. Bemis.
What are you doing?
Waiting for the school bus.
I thought you folks moved out yesterday.
Oh, we were supposed to, but we didn't. And everything's a terrible mess.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean everything's in a terrible mess?
I don't know. That's what Mommy said.
Well, I thought you were all going to store the furniture and go out and stay with the Smiths until your new house was ready.
We were going to, but the Smiths got unexpected company or something, so they couldn't have us.
Uh-oh. Yep. That sounds like something Harry Smith would rig up.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'll go and talk to your folks. Are you... Daddy gone to work yet?
No, he's taking down the army cots.
The army cots?
Yes, we slept on army cots last night. Gee, it was such fun.
Yeah, why did you sleep on army cots?
I don't know. I guess because we didn't have any beds.
No beds? Well, where are your beds?
I don't know. In the garage, I guess.
In the garage? What garage?
Our garage.
Well, why would your beds be in your garage?
I don't know, but all our furniture is in the garage. I guess Daddy doesn't know what to do and Mommy doesn't know what to do. Mommy keeps saying, oh, what are we going to do? Daddy keeps yelling, I don't know.
I guess I better go in and see him and find out what happened.
You better go in the back way. The front hall is full of the other people's furniture.
Yeah, what other people's furniture?
I don't know. I guess the people who bought the house, the Claytons. Their furniture came yesterday in Cincinnati, and we didn't have ours out.
Oh, my gosh, I bet that was something. So what did they do?
I don't know. I was in school, but I guess everything's a terrible mess. That's what Mommy says. But I like it. It was fun sleeping in the kitchen on the army car.
I'll bet. Well, there comes your school bus, Betsy. I'll go in your house and find out what's what. Oh, boy.
Now, it's not that we're trying to plan your life for you. Far be it from us to say, do this or do that this Sunday. Maybe you want to go for a drive. Maybe you want to stay home. Now, we wouldn't want anybody telling us either. But we would like to remind you that whichever you're doing, going or staying, radio can add some extra pleasures to your day. There are two dramatic shows here on CBS Radio every Sunday that make very good listening. Now, one of them is Suspense, which will present another chilling story this Sunday. Another drama that crackles with excitement is Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This Sunday, he'll be in some new and unlikely locale, up to his ears in intrigue as usual. Now, we're not saying you must listen or even that you should. We're just reminding you that Suspense and the Adventures of Johnny Dollar will be here waiting for you on most of these same stations this Sunday. And you can take it from there.
How did you know we were still here, Charlie?
Well, I saw Betsy outside waiting for the school bus, and I was driving past on my way to work.
Oh, well, I can't offer you any coffee. We don't have a stove. In fact, as you can see, we have nothing. No dishes, no food. I got some milk and oranges at the store and some bread and butter.
Oh, never mind me. Never mind. I had breakfast. Where's your old man?
Oh, he climbed over the Clayton's furniture to get upstairs to shave. Well, I got butter for the bread, and then we didn't have a knife. I had to borrow one from the Fraley's.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, our trucking company couldn't pick up our stuff yesterday and take it to the warehouse for storage. They tried to call us, but our phone had been disconnected. I guess three of their trucks had broken down. They were way behind schedule.
In the meantime, the Clayton's furniture arrived, I tell you.
Oh, yes, this huge van from Cincinnati. Well, we were just frantic. So finally we paid them to load our furniture on their van after they had the Clayton's off and take ours down to the warehouse here. But the warehouse men wouldn't let them unload?
Don't tell me. I know exactly what happened. Local union rules,
Mister,
huh?
I was so mad. Here's the van from Cincinnati with our furniture on it, no place to unload it, and he keeps saying, well, what do you want me to do with your stuff? I got to get back. And I was saying, well, for heaven's sakes, don't take our furniture to Cincinnati.
Oh, boy.
Well, we had no choice but to bring it back and put it all in our garage. Only thing we have to be thankful for is that the Claytons themselves didn't show up. I expect they'll arrive today. I am just frantic, really.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yes, well, if we could just stay in a hotel until we find an apartment. But the hotels don't want our rabbits and chickens and turtles. The kennels will only take the dog. I can't go to Caston and stay with Mother because Betsy's in school. I just don't know what to do.
You two should have known better than to plan to stay with the Smiths. You know, that Harry Smith is
I know, but Barbara is lovely. And she insisted we come. Really, you know, just insisted on it.
Yeah, but that Harry's a pain in the neck. He just doesn't like people. And he's tighter than a drum.
Well, we were certainly going to pay for our food, Charlie. And I offered to pay something extra, rent for our room, but Barbara said no, she just wouldn't hear of it.
Yeah, well, that's probably what got Harry's goat. He'd have liked to have made something on you, a little extra cash.
Well,
the Lord and Master.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Well, I wondered who was here.
Good morning, Percy.
Charlie, now don't start that today, please.
Oh, I'm just kidding him a little bit.
Huh, boy?
Yeah. Well, all kidding aside, though, you're kind of in a spot.
Huh? Yeah, Vanilla, don't worry about it, Charlie. It's not your problem.
Oh, listen. Your problems are my problems, pal. That's what friends are for. I'd ask you to stay with us, but you know, we've only got a small guest room over the garage. We got four kids of our own.
Oh,
sure.
No,
now, look,
Charlie.
Thanks anyhow,
no,
Charlie.
No, Charlie. It's very sweet of you.
Yeah, well, we ought to be able to think of something. Now, wait a minute. Maybe we can work it out. How much furniture you got in the garage out there?
All of it.
All right, I got an idea now. I'll be right back. I just want to go out and take a look.
Charlie.
Now, you just leave things to good old Charlie. I'll think of something.
For Pete's sakes, why does he always have to horn in?
Well, what a thing to say.
Well, how come he suggested moving in with them?
I don't know. Anyhow, he didn't suggest it, really. He just said he wished he could ask us, for goodness sake.
Look, I do not want to be under the same roof day and night with that guy.
Well, don't worry. I wouldn't accept anyhow.
No.
I'm sure Madge wouldn't go for that idea at all. Just the same, I don't think you should be so unpleasant about it.
Oh, look, that guy, you know
him.
Are
you still a little jealous? Because I happened to say the other night that Charlie was rather handsome.
Oh, no.
Really, honey? You are so funny.
Well, you know, come to think of it, it's kind of funny. Every time we get in a jam, it's always good old Charlie who shows up.
Well, he is just being friendly.
Who to? You or me?
Oh, really, dear, haven't we got enough things to think about right now? Anyhow, I trust we are all happy, respectable, married people.
He's a man. It doesn't prevent him from thinking you're attractive.
Oh, really, dear. I'm afraid the strain of all this is
Look, you said it. I didn't. You said, I think Charlie Bemis is a handsome man.
Yeah. What is all this, huh?
Nothing, Charlie. No. My wife said the other day she thought you were handsome, and I said, oh, boy, I can't see it myself.
Oh, you're jealous. Jealous, that's all. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Oh.
You know what I always call you? Beautiful.
Oh, Charlie.
Well, you know, come to think of it, that wasn't a bad idea I had.
What?
Coming to stay with us.
No, Charlie, thank you.
I won't take no for an answer.
Charlie, listen.
Really, Charlie, I don't think Madge would like it.
Madge? Well, Madge would love it.
Well,
you know Madge. She loves people.
Yes, I know, but having four people, and I mean, one of them a baby.
Oh, yeah, to say nothing of the rabbits and the chickens and the turtles and the dogs.
Well, wait a minute. Listen, our place has already got so many kids and so many animals, a few more won't matter. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a truck from our plant. I'm going to get a few of the boys. We'll pick up your furniture, and we'll store it in our garage.
Charlie, no.
I got a two-car garage with a fair-sized room upstairs. It isn't fixed up much, but the kids can use it for a playroom, and you can have it.
Oh, no, Charlie. I mean, that's wonderful
of you, but look, at the moment, what choice do you have?
Well,
All right, now it's settled. You'll have your own place. It isn't much, but you can figure out what to do from there, or you can stay as long as you like, until your new house is ready, if you want.
Well, what do you think, dear? We are in a spot.
Now, look, Charlie, we absolutely refuse to impose like that.
Impose? It's no imposition at all.
Well, we would certainly insist on paying you something.
No, indeed.
Yes, we...
one penny. We don't use the place anyway.
Well, Charlie, I don't think Madge would like it.
Oh, Madge isn't that way. She'll love it. Don't you worry about Madge.
Going to stay here, Mommy?
Oh, I don't know, dear. We'll see how things work out. Now, while I'm sweeping, why don't you dust off the windowsills a little?
You up there?
Oh, hi, dear. Come on up. I'm just cleaning up the place a bit.
Oh, well, hey, how is it?
Well, it's not bad. They got all our furniture stored in Charlie's garage down below.
Yeah, I saw it. I rode home with Charlie. He suggested he help me dig out our beds and bring them up here.
Yes, there's plenty of room, and if we have a table and a couple of chairs, of course, I felt kind of funny, you know, moving in without Madge being here. Some neighbor came over to ask who I was and what I was doing. It seems Madge drove to Stewartville to see her mother today and asked this woman to keep an eye on the house.
Oh.
So I just... Charlie!
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's Madge now. She just drove in.
Charlie! What is all this junk in our garage?
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. I told you this wasn't a good idea.
Charlie!
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hi. Say, I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
The Pipers have sort of moved in with us for a little while.
Moved in with us?
Sweetheart. Come on in the house, dear.
Get back from the window. She'll see us.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. She now knows we're here.
Charlie Bemis, are you crazy? They've moved in with us.
Get in the house.
Don't worry about Madge, says good old Charlie.
Come on, we've got to find Madge and talk to her.
Wait,
I can hear them. They're in the kitchen.
Please, sweetheart, what do you want to know?
What I want to know, Charlie, is how long are they going to sponge off us?
Oh, sponge off us? Why do you put it that way, sweetheart?
Boys, listen to them.
What other way can you put it? Are they going to pay room and board?
They offered to, and I said no. Now look, sweetheart.
You said no? What do you think this is, the Salvation Army? And me with no help, 6 people to feed now, and all the washing and ironing and cleaning, and you just gaily invite 4 more people to move in.
Oh, dear, listen to them. I'm so embarrassed.
Sweetheart, they've got the room over the garage. They won't be any trouble.
Listen, let me tell you something, Charlie Bemis. 4 more people are 4 more people. And to invite them without asking
me... Will you pipe down, will you? What if they hear you?
Honestly, well, Madge is right, and we won't stay. Now, come on, whistle or something so they know we came in. Now, yoo-hoo, Madge!
Madge, where are you? Oh, there.
I just told Madge you were here, and she said great, just great, didn't you, baby?
Oh, I did. I felt terrible when Charlie told me what a spot you were in, and I said, bring them over here.
That's right.
Yes. Well, that's sweet of you, Madge, but I know how I'd feel, and we are not going to stay. I mean, it's wonderful of you both, and we do appreciate it, don't we, dear? But, I mean, after tonight...
No, indeed. I invited you. And if you don't stay at least 2 weeks until your new house is ready, I won't speak to you again.
Well, yeah. Thanks anyhow, Charlie, but if we did stay, we probably wouldn't any of us be speaking again.
It's my house. I invited you. Yeah. And if Madge doesn't persuade you to stay, I won't be speaking to her again.
Oh. No, now, Charlie, don't do that to Madge. I mean, we should never have come, really.
Madge,
like this.
Sweetheart.
I don't know what you're talking about, Charlie. I love having them, and I'll be furious if you leave. Just furious. What's 4 more people?
Well, there you are. You're stuck.
Well, really,
didn't I tell you? I said, don't worry about Madge. For 2 weeks now, at least, we're going to be one big, happy family.
Oh, boy. 2 weeks.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Don Briggs, and Audrey Christie. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.